Good morning. 80 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check in on the commodity markets on this Wednesday morning. And we go to Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Yeah, it looks like choppy trades with a firming bias seems to be emerging this morning following yesterday's lightly traded session. Excessive rains lending some support as well as harvest activity tends to be slowing down in spots. Currently looking at the markets, December corn, 331 and a quarter, up 2 3/4. March corn, 341 and a quarter, up 2.5 as well. New crop November beans, heading higher, up 17 cents at 976 and 3/4. Soybean meal, up $6.60 a ton at 316.60. December soybean oil, 33.27, up 14. Looking at the wheat market, December Chicago wheat, up 3.5 at 402 even. Kansas City December wheat, 411 and 3/4, up 1.5 cents. And Minneapolis wheat, up 3.25 basis for December at 489 and a quarter. Looking at the hog market, looking for a little bit of an advance today, followed by the cattle as well. Crude appears to be holding its own in the wake of news that OPEC may be in a position to keep production in check, but we're still trading around the $45 mark. Dollars about steady with a defensive bias, lending modest support to the commodities in general. Export sales this morning, there was a sale of 220,000 tons of 2016-17 beans sold to China, announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system. Additionally, there was another sale of 264,000 tons announced sold to unknown destinations for the same marketing year. These sales continue to fuel ideas that the USDA has underestimated demand for U.S. beans, and it appears to be underpinning the market. We'll see updated numbers from the USDA next Monday. The USDA's in its weekly crop progress conditions report showed corn ratings at 74% good to excellent, down from 75% last week. For soybeans, government rated 72% of the crop good to excellent, also down 1% from a week earlier. Volume and open interest numbers this morning showed that corn futures open interest down 10,000 contracts, which would suggest funds continue to trim back their sizable short position. Soybean open interest yesterday was down marginally, offering little direction as far as price guidance. Wheat open interest was up a touch, which should be constructive as additional selling, but size of the increase was marginalizes that bias. Ethanol production numbers typically out on Wednesday morning will be delayed until tomorrow due to the Labor Day holiday. Revisiting last week's discussion for the bigger picture, we've almost reached our price objectives for corn and beans. 335 was our December corn mark, and 969 was our mark for beans. We basically reached those marks, so this is a zone for getting some catch-up sales made. As far as soybeans are concerned, yield for next week's USDA supply-demand report may be offset by bigger demand issues, and we're a little bit concerned about a possible increase in corn yield as well. Other than that, we hope everybody has a great day. Thanks, Brian.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. Have a great Wednesday. That's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities joining us from Lafayette, Indiana this morning. In your weather forecast, mostly sunny and hot today with a high of 92 degrees. Southwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 25. Increasing clouds tonight with showers and thunderstorms likely, especially after midnight, a low of 73 degrees. Cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, the high 85. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3, Urbana.